Penn and Kelly Show. We got a message from Meredith.
Yep. She says, hey, guys, first of all, you can use my name. I don't care. I have nothing to hide, LOL.
Hi, Meredith.
I'm glad that out the gate, like, they've learned to just tell us, like, real name, fake name, just, yeah, from the beginning. Anyways,
right.
My friend finally dumped her boyfriend. Yay, I was so glad.
Yep.
We celebrated by going out and bashing him. We were drinking, having a fun time, really laying into him and all of his faults. Well, as luck would have it, guess what?
What?
She got back with him.
Whoops.
So now what do I do? Do I have to pretend like I like him again?
Oh, no.
Help.
So maybe she just says, you know, we were all, I was... Maybe, Yeah, maybe you don't be as honest as maybe you were with her when you were commiserating and bashing him.
And I'm wondering, I'm guessing friend hasn't like confronted her about any of the things that she said when they were in the bash session.
I mean, probably not, but you know what? Honestly, it's probably going to end again.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I mean, let's be real about it. So just bite your tongue and don't say I told you so.
And don't talk about it unless, like, she brings it up or, God forbid, she asks advice.
Or
like the next time they have a spat.
Well, I told you.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody needs to hear I told you so's, but you just gotta be, again, a good friend. You just support the friend in whatever phase they're at. You meet her where she's at. You support.
I mean, that's easy for us to say. It's harder.
Keep your distance. Sure, it's going to be difficult if you guys like hang out like in a group with him, and he's there.
Well, and he's got to also understand that. All right, especially if she meets up with some friends again, that maybe she has said some things about him to them when they broke up. So he's got to understand that maybe it's going to be a little bit awkward too. So hopefully he's going to be on his best behavior and
try to win them over,
nice.
Yeah.
Because, you know, after that happened, I mean, you're not even the parents. Like, I don't know if the parents know or not.
Right.
You know,
yes.
Maybe she didn't tell her parents all this stuff. But, you know, especially if the parents know, then he's got to deal with them. In addition to the friends.
Well, and I'll be honest, too. Like, when my husband and I, so we broke up for a brief time before we got back together.
Yep.
And really, my parents had only met him maybe once. And the only other thing they really knew about him was that he made me cry a lot when he broke up with me. So when we kind of got back together again and I asked, can I bring him home for Thanksgiving? At first, my dad was kind of like, no.
He's like, yeah, you know what? You just keep him there.
And I was like, oh, but then he started thinking, he's like, well, if you feel like he deserves a second chance, we'll give him a second chance too.
I mean, your parents are mature.
Exactly.
And then they saw the bigger picture.
Right. That's over the holidays. That's when my, you know, at Christmas, my husband then asked them if he could ask me to marry him.
Oh.
So that then they had a big long talk about all the things, worked it all out.
So Meredith, if you're hearing this, know that they could be on their way to marriage.
Well, just if he is playing his cards right, he knows he's got to win some people back over.
Okay.
Like, he won his girlfriend over, she took him back. But he should know that he's got to win everybody else in her life over again, too.
Okay.
He's got some work cut out for it. And actions are going to speak louder than words, too.
Okay. Well, hey, good luck. Hopefully this has helped you out a little bit. No. So going back to your situation, no, I think what we're saying is let's not be completely honest with your friend.
Let's bite our tongue a little bit
bite
while
your tongue.
She's happy again.
Yeah, exactly. And then just be there when and if the chips fall again.
Yes. Just kind of mirror and match, you know,
sure.
Just what she's doing, what she's feeling.
Mirror and match.
Yes.
That's our advice. All right. Well, hey, good luck, Meredith. Thanks for reaching out.